Hi, friend. I'm excited to bring you something a little different today on the show because I know so many people in my circle who are just tired. I'm like, how are you? How's it going? Tired. I'm exhausted. I'm fatigued. Just like this soul weariness that seems to kind of be going around. Some people describe it as burnout. Anyways, if any of those are resonating with you and you're just kind of exhausted and tired and you keep pushing forward, but you just feel like you can't catch that energetic authenticity that you used to have, that spark, that joy in growing your business, today's episode is for you. I have five recharge hacks that I live by and I truly lean on when I find myself in that blah, that meh, that burnt out state. And I hope that these are going to help you up level that energy and get recharged and motivated to keep running the race that he's set before you. Let's go. Ready to grow your online business and make more money? Are you tired of the social media grind and being glued to your phone 24/7? Do you wish you had more time to be present with your family without worrying about your business? There's a way to simplify and streamline so you can create consistent income, grow your audience, and maintain balance in your life and business. Hey, I'm Stephanie Gass, Christian business and podcast coach, boundary boss, and seven-figure CEO. In this podcast, I'll teach you how to grow your business, start a successful podcast, create an audience, save time, make consistent income, build a course, stay focused on simple systems, eliminate frustration, and grow spiritually. I'm here to help you go big in your business so you can go big for the kingdom of God. It's time to grow with God at the center of it all. I pray this blesses you. Let's get it. Okay, these might seem super simple, but I think we need to get back to the basics sometimes and realize and recognize that when we are tired, there are some very obvious things that we are probably overdoing or underdoing. And that fatigue that we carry around is truly something that we can minimize and heal from. So the very first thing that we're going to cover today is your sleep. How much sleep are you actually getting, and are you getting good sleep? In peace, I will lie down and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, will keep me safe. Psalm 4:8. We are told to sleep in peace. When I find myself having those rough days, those rough mornings, which you guys know, I've talked about this in recent episodes, how important it is for me to do my morning routine, it's because I'm up late on my phone. It's because I am not going to bed on time. It's because I'm letting my mind wander in fearful places, right? We have to prioritize sleep. And you guys, we know how to do this. We know how to do this, but this is so critically important to resetting the body so that we can show up with focus, intention, excitement, a positive outlook. If we are not getting sleep, we are hurting our productivity in so many ways. And of course, we're going to feel that heaviness, that fatigue set in. According to the American Academy of Sleep Medicine, adequate sleep improves cognitive function by up to 30%, enhancing our attention, our memory, and our decision-making. From Sleep Health Foundation, quality sleep reduces emotional reactivity by 40%, leading to better mood regulation and a higher emotional resilience. 40%. The National Sleep Foundation also says proper sleep lowers the risk of chronic disease like obesity and diabetes by 50%. And how about this one from Harvard? Sleep boosts learning retention by 40%, enhancing your skill acquisition, crucial for effective learning and performance improvement. Now, this is the crazy one. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention says insufficient sleep increases the risk of accidents by 70%, impairing reaction time, coordination, and decision making. I wonder if the reason that we are feeling that burnout, that heavy fatigue, that inability to focus is simply our sleep. Sometimes I think I get good sleep and then I look at my watch and I'm like, oh gosh. So Your homework right now is to just track your sleep for a couple of days and then make one intentional decision that can in turn become a habit every week. So don't, like, we fail because we try to do 100 things at once. I'm just going to go to bed by 9 o'clock this week, or I'm just going to stop using my phone 30 minutes before bed this week. What is one thing you can do to improve your sleep that's going to immediately affect the way that you are feeling and boost that energy, which is so great. Okay. Number two is to get regular exercise. Guys, I said this was going to be basic, but are you doing the basic things? When I find myself in this place of not feeling really on top of my game, not feeling that motivation, it's the basics. I'm skipping out on the things I know that I must do. So again, this is one where you can just make one small decision per week and commit to that. So I'm going to take a walk 3 times. I'm going to weight train 3 times this week or 4 times this week, or I'm going to go on a mountain bike ride. It's just me. What are you going to do? It's not about inconsistent exercise. It's about the regular consistency that we find in our sleep patterns, that we find in our exercise. If we are going to be high achievers and top performers who are excited about waking up and doing the work, we have to get these basics locked and loaded. So commit, figure out what your thing's going to be. It doesn't have to be big and crazy. It just has to be a small thing that you are consistently committing to. If you guys take a look at people who go all in on something for, let's say, 6 weeks, and they're like, I'm going to weight train. I'm going to do, what is that thing called? Like the 70-70? I don't even remember. It was like that crazy weight training and like plan. Anyway, it's like so much, right? You can't stick with it versus people who are weight training for 2 years, 20 minutes a day, 3-4 times a week. Like, person B is going to actually have a typically higher muscle mass, lower fat, higher metabolism, going to be getting that better sleep, going to be feeling better about themselves. They've created that consistent habit that's going to take them to the up level. I think it's really important that we consistently cultivate disciplines in our life that become second nature. We don't have to try. We don't have to think about it all the time. It's just something that we do. It's who we become. It's who we are. And that's what's going to eliminate those really long, prolonged seasons of burnout and fatigue, because you are just operating as a high performer and these basics are inherent to who you are. Okay, number three, the third thing to really get yourself out of this slump, this burnout, this fatigue, this exhaustion, you've got to handle stress. You've got to handle stress. We have to lower stress hormones and become more resilient to our stressors. Wah, wah. Okay. Everybody's stressed. What? No, like really lean in here. The American Institute of Stress says 77% of people experience physical symptoms caused by stress, such as fatigue, headaches, and muscle tension. Chronic stress can increase the risk of developing anxiety disorders by up to 50%. Workplace stress accounts for up to $190 billion in annual healthcare costs. Guys, stress is a serious, serious problem. Over 40% of adults report feeling excessively fatigued during the day. That's from the National Safety Council. And chronic fatigue can impair cognitive function by up to 40%. Again, like, these statistics are showing us the basics are critically important to the way that we function and operate. So how the heck do we get our stress in check? Well, that is definitely something that you're going to have to take some time and I think about and pray over and consider what's causing stress in your life, and then asking God how you can manage that, or how you can give that weight to Him, or how you can bear that. Sometimes I think that a lot of the stress that we create, it is self-induced. Now, obviously, there are things that we are going through, like, that are external of you, whether it be financial or relational, whether it be something that you're dealing with in your mental health, things like that, right? There are always going to be things that are coming against us. But what can we control? That's the question that I want you to ask yourself when it comes to stress. And also, like, am I stressed? So often for me, I can be really over-functioning. And I'm like, whoops, like I'm super stressed. And I didn't even recognize it. I didn't even realize it. I just kept operating at a higher and higher capacity until I'm completely burnt out and like smack up against a wall and like I'm on the floor, you know? So am I stressed is question one. And really taking a moment and sitting in that for a second and then asking why, journaling over that. And then the third question is, what can I control? And sometimes what we can control is letting go of the swirling thoughts. Maybe what we can control is stopping that communication for a while or so much of that communication. Maybe what we can control is shifting our environment. Maybe what we can control is asking for help or getting some help, right? So those are some things you can start with. Again, I think the really critical thing when you guys are trying to make any change in your life, it's that baby step. It's what is the first thing I can do? And then committing to that first thing until that first thing really feels inherent, feels like a discipline. It feels like something that is just natural for you. And then you up level, right? We have the rest of our lives to become the best version of ourselves. It doesn't need to happen in 30 days. And I think that's where we fail and we set ourselves up for these unrealistic outcomes. And when we don't meet that, we feel disappointed and we feel like failures. But the reality is we didn't set up a roadmap that could actually be attained, that could actually allow for that consistency to happen. Okay, very good. All right, number four, fourth recharge hack that I want you guys to lean into are auditing your goals and boundaries. I want you to audit your goals and your boundaries. Proverbs 16:3 says, commit your actions to the Lord and your plans will succeed. Not commit your actions to yourself. Not commit your actions on hustle mode, 4X, 10X, 37X, follow Gary V, go crazy. Like, no wonder we're burnt out and stressed, right? We don't have realistic goals. We don't have any boundaries. We don't have balance. So I want you to audit the next couple weeks of your calendar. Go look at it right now. Pull it up. What is on there that doesn't need to be? Stop. Quit saying yes to every single thing, right? Maybe it's time for you to readjust some priorities. Maybe it's time for you to set work blocks in your schedule instead of working all day randomly. It's let me power out 3-4 hours in a real, true, serious work block and be done working for today, right? What do you need to do to really realign the goals that you have for where you want to be 1 year from now with the life you're leading today? When I look at so many of my students, or I look at myself a decade ago, I was living my life at a capacity I didn't really want to live that life 12 months from now, right? I was looking at someone else and modeling after their lifestyle instead of the lifestyle that God had for me. And for me, 12 months from then was, I would love to have a peaceful business that feels simple and streamlined that brings in clients so that I can spend time with my family and do the things that we love to do and give and tithe and do the things that God's called us to do for the kingdom and be able to glorify Him through treating my body well and working out and having a healthy marriage and pouring into my kids. Like, I just want those things, you know? It wasn't like, oh, I need to have a $1 billion business and work 24/7 and have 15 best-selling books. Like, that wasn't the life I wanted. And so why was I operating at that high level of hustle and stress? Like, for what? If that's not the goal and dream that I have, why are we operating in such a stressed out, like, crazy mode all the time? You know, and maybe for you, it's like, oh, well, I have this specific outcome I want to get to in the next 12 months, but I'm doing nothing at all. I'm frozen in indecision. I'm, you know, learning and learning and learning and learning, but not ever taking action. Well, that's the opposite of how I inherently am. And that's going to hinder you too, right? So what are the actions that you need to be taking in your life and business? Build the plan, set the boundaries and the realistic goal. Realistic is so important here. And then commit your actions to the Lord and your plans will succeed. You might be burned out because you're operating at too high of a capacity or you have decision fatigue. You know, you might be completely exhausted because your goals are just so unrealistic. You continue to fail on yourself over and over again. And it's too much to bear to have these goals that you never hit. So for me, the way that I like to operate is I set those BHAGs, the big audacious hairy goals, but then I break them down into the next thing that's actually touchable, attainable. And that's what I create my work blocks around, my schedule around, the yeses that I say, the nos that I say. You know, it's important that we don't just say yes to everything and everyone, but we are building that life that God really has for us. All right, enough on that. And then number five, the fifth recharge hack that I have for you. Ready? Wait for it. Comes from Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. You have to rest, friend. You have to rest. I think we think of recharging as taking like big action, like having a massive self-care plan or doing all these other things I've said today, right? Sleep and exercise and stress management. And like all of those things are so, so, so important. But we are called as Christians to rest. If you're fatigued, if you're burnt out, if you're overly exhausted and tired, when is the last time you took a break? When is the last time you had a mini Sabbath or a full Sabbath or a retreat or a getaway, a vacation, a breather? Like, this doesn't have to be expensive. This can truly be losing your phone for 24 hours and taking a hike. You know, like, we have to rest. Our brains are so overstimulated. There's just stimulation and distraction coming at us at 100 miles an hour. And we lean into it because it feels good. It's the dopamine hit. But we're not called to live our lives that way. Biblically, we are called to rest, to find our peace in Him, to follow our shepherd, to cast our burdens and not bear everything and be constantly, constantly stimulated. That's what's happening. Your brain making so many decisions all day long, every minute, every second. It's just, there's so much decision fatigue and thoughts and overwhelm that your brain is having to bear all day, every single day. And so you have to stop sometimes and just take that deeper rest so that you can have that full recharge. Some easy things that you can do is create mini pockets of rest within your day. Like every couple of hours, you just leave all the tech inside and go out for 10, 15 minutes, get a hot minute by yourself, take a walk without any technology, maybe once a day. Those are mini rests or breaks that you can take. Another one that I like to do is take a full day, if I can, every weekend and just have a work Sabbath, like not work in any capacity if I can, like go to my kids' baseball games and just be fully present, go on a mountain bike ride, something like that. Depending on weather, of course, you can do things inside as well. And then a couple times a year, trying to get away, right? Whether it's a camping trip or a vacation, something like that. These, if you want to go to a spiritual retreat, these moments of mental rest and physical rest combined, I think, are that secret sauce to the big recharge that we all crave. So there you have it, friends. There are five recharge hacks that I want you to try if you're feeling fatigued or burnt out. I hope that you love today's topic. Hey, friend, I want to hear from you. What do you want to hear more of on this podcast? Head to stephaniegass.com/contact and leave me a SpeakPipe recording. It's right there on that page. Click the button and ask me a question. What do you want to know? What are you struggling with? What do you need help with? I would love to feature your question right here on the show and hear from you. I would also love for you to come connect with us over in our free community, which is at stephgasscommunity.com. You can pop your thoughts and questions over there as well on what you want to hear more of. And then last but not least, come check out all the free ways that I can help you. And the Stephanie Gass School is over there as well at stephaniegass.com. I've got all kinds of awesome resources. I've got courses and programs. I have workshops for you. No matter where you are, there is a solution to get you to that next right step for you. And I would love to be your coach, mentor, and friend through that process. Again, everything can always be found at stephaniegass.com. I'll see you again next week. Have a great weekend. God bless.
Did you have fun
or learn something?
Leave Mama a review. Pretty please.
I hope you loved today's episode, friend. I pray it stretched you, challenged you, or grew you in some way. If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with someone else who's been praying for a business breakthrough? I'd also love it if you take 30 seconds for me and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. This is the only way that I know you're actually liking the show. Plus, it lights me up to hear from you. Lastly, come on over and watch my free workshop, where I'll teach you how to grow your online business in less than 2 hours a week using podcasting. You can watch right now at podcastforgrowth.com. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 15:13. I'll see you in a few days. God bless.